Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Sandra about a thyroid lump.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there, Sandra. Nice to see you. How are you? Can I just check your date of birth?
Yes.
Perfect. Great. Okay. How can I help you today?
I've noticed that I have a lump just about here. And sometimes it looks a little bit visible. But I'm not quite sure if it's anything or just nothing. So I just thought I'd come and ask you about it today.
Before we go any further, is it okay if I just check, is there anything else that you're hoping to discuss?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Fine.
And that lump's been there for a wee while?
It's been there possibly about 6 months or so, maybe a bit longer than that. But I just sort of ignored it at first, but I'm not quite sure if it's getting a little bit bigger or it's not. I don't know if it's my imagining. It just
So when you first found it, you weren't particularly anxious. Why today?
I just thought, oh, that's unusual.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll just keep an eye on it and see what happens. But
what do you think it might be?
I've no idea. Obviously, hopefully it's not cancer, but hopefully it's nothing.
So you want to rule cancer out, don't you?
I do, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's maybe because I've put some weight on. Is it weight that could maybe do that, or is it not?
Sure,
sort of thing, so.
Realistically, what do you think it is?
Realistically, well, I hope it's not cancer. So other than that, I don't know what it could be.
Sure. You haven't had not spoken to anybody or read anything or anything?
No, I haven't really read anything about it.
Okay. Just so we can get a better feel for what might be going on, I'm just going to ask you some questions in that regard, if that's okay. Nothing in your family thyroid-wise?
No, okay. Not in my family.
And your weight is okay? You're okay in yourself?
Well, I'm a little bit overweight and I'm trying to lose weight.
Okay.
So, because I do feel heavier than I should be. Well, I'm heavier than I should be. And I'm not comfortable with it because I've always been quite slender for most of my life, till probably the last...
Have you gained weight?
Not recently.
Not really.
No. I've lost weight and then put weight back on and
so
trying to lose
bounces
it.
Bounces up and down, okay.
But that's only...
Any lumps or bumps anywhere else at all?
I've had lumps removed from my breast. And they were... benign, is that right? Not they weren't cancerous.
Is there anything in the family?
My sister's had lumps removed as well.
Cancers or anything? Just lumps, yeah.
There's leukemia. My sister was diagnosed 2 years ago with lung cancer.
Oh, crikey.
She's still gone.
Is she a smoker?
No.
And you don't smoke either?
No.
So no lumps or bumps anywhere else. Any other symptoms that might make you worried at all? Sweats at night or?
Well, I had a full hysterectomy when I was about 51. That was with the ovaries as well. So, well, I was already going, I was premenopausal anyway. Yeah. And then that kicked off it fully blown.
I'm still suffering from that.
But that seems to be easing off. But I'm still waking up on a night. So, and... just I keep getting lots of flus, colds during the main bit of the winter. I had one after another, and it went on for months. And I've just had another one. Like last week, I was really exhausted, and I still don't feel fully right from it at the moment either. So
not quite right, but your general health otherwise and health. We don't see a lot of you, do we?
No.
You had a mini stroke back in February of 2016.
Yeah.
No further episodes like that at all.
No.
And no changes in your medication recently.
No.
And the medication you're on at the moment includes a statin and a medicine to stop your blood from being sticky. Your blood pressure's always been okay. Nothing else that we need to concentrate apart from this lump.
I did stop taking the statins. Obviously, there's all this information. I mean, I haven't. They're there, but I'm sort of a bit concerned because I was worry. The doctor the last time said something about my liver.
Yeah.
The results from the blood test were a bit high or something.
Okay.
And she said, come back and get them tested after a couple of months, but I never did, obviously.
Okay. Did they suit you, or was it just down to the liver function test?
I don't know, because I just felt my urine was becoming quite yellow. I recently had an eye test, and he said my eyes were slightly yellowish.
Right.
So I don't know.
We need to talk to you about your fears about this statin and decide with you if statins are right for you, if that's okay. And I've got a number of considerations for that. But because you've had a mini stroke, we want to do everything possible to keep the risk of future strokes to a minimum. Mm. Your priority today is your lump in your neck, so let's do that today. And can we do the statin thing next time, if that's okay? Yeah. I suspect you might want to take a statin again at a lower dose, because it doesn't sound like it was causing any major harm, and the liver function test is probably a sideshow, but we'll come back to that, okay? But let's focus on the neck, if that's all right. Been there for about 6 months, got a little bit bigger, decided very recently to come and talk to me about it to try and rule out cancer. Was there anything in particular that you were hoping I would do today for you?
Not really.
Just give an opinion about it.
Yeah.
And who's at home with you?
Just my husband, but he's at work. Yeah. I'm supposed to be at work.
Did he have an opinion about this at all?
He doesn't know. I haven't mentioned it to him. Not discussed it with him. No, he's never noticed anything. No.
Okay. Well, that's helpful to know.
But I can, when I look in the mirror, I can see.
You can see something.
A bit of a lump. Yeah. Okay, it raised.
Good. I'll give you an opinion about that in a minute, and then we'll decide what to do about it. In other respects, you already mentioned you're not a smoker. No other habits that I need to know about. You're not a big drinker or anything like that.
No. Have a glass of wine. Don't know weekend, but that's a bit.
Work-wise,
I work full-time.
What do you do?
I work for Age UK Sunderland, and I manage all of their physical activities and courses. I was a curriculum manager in a college for years. Full-time.
Yeah, great. Yeah, work's going okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good. All right. You look happy otherwise.
Yeah.
You do your blood pressure review. We'll do that as a part of the kind of statin check, if that's okay. We're going to focus on your neck today. So you've noticed a lump here. And when is that lump visible to you?
Well, it looks, when every time I look in the mirror, I can see a certain angle, I can see a slight raise in the skin just here. And then if I sort of go like that, I could feel the lump underneath.
Right. But no lumps anywhere else, no lumps on your armpits, no new lumps in your breast at all. They feel all the same as usual. Yeah. And as you say, your weight's been fairly static. So I'm just going to have a wee look from the front, and then I'm going to go around the back. And there's no goiters in the family, no thyroid swellings in the family. That you're aware of.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Just going to come round the side. Can you swallow for me? And that swelling moves with the swallow, doesn't it? Can you feel it as well? Just to check that I'm feeling the same thing. Yeah. So it moves when you swallow, doesn't it? So that's your thyroid gland.
Right.
And it's not a sinister or worrying-looking lump.
Oh, good.
Which is good news for you. And it's diffuse, which means that I can feel the whole of the thyroid gland. Right. So, that's a reassuring thing that makes me think that it's not something that we need to worry about.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Having said all of that, then you'll probably be more comfortable if I scan the neck just to confirm that that's what it is.
If that's what
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
From what you've said already. We don't need to scan it because in about a quarter of women, I'll be able to feel their thyroid glands anyway.
Okay.
And it may just be incidental that you can now notice it. But you don't, from what you've already told me, have any symptoms that make me think that your thyroid function has changed significantly. So underactive thyroids and overactive thyroids sometimes are linked with thyroid swellings.
Yes.
And the sort of symptoms that you might expect to find with an overactive thyroid is weight loss and tremor, feeling anxious, and some other things related to that, so diarrhea potentially. And underactive thyroid, tiredness and constipation, dryness of the skin, can all be linked with underactive thyroid. And you've not noticed any of those things.
Not
either.
Really, no.
So those are reassuring. But why don't we do two blood tests for your thyroid? And one which checks the activity of your thyroid gland, and one which is an antibody test, which tries to predict the future about are you likely to have problems with your thyroid in the future? So that would be useful. So that's a thyroid peroxidase antibody test.
Right, okay.
Too many names there, but it's a test to try and predict the future of what's going to go on with your thyroid gland to find out, are you likely to have problems with the activity of your thyroid? Mm. And if you'd like me to, but I'm not putting any pressure on you, then you might want me to organise an ultrasound scan of your thyroid gland just to reassure you.
If you don't think it's necessary, I don't want to waste time or waste, you know, the resources that we have available. So if you don't think it's necessary, then I won't go for it because it's time as well from work and things like that. So, but if you're
I'm not worried from examining your thyroid, is what I'm saying. Okay. So why don't you touch base with your husband? now you can share that we've decided that you appear to have a swelling of your gland, your thyroid gland in your neck. And the Dr. Birrell says he sees them all the time. Okay. It doesn't feel like a worrying thyroid gland at all. But if it's changing, we scan it.
Okay.
If it stays as it is, then we don't scan it.
Okay.
But if you decide that you want to scan, I'll organise that scan. Right. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So we'll arrange a blood test within the next... you had your thyroid checked last year and that was fine. Right. We'll do it again now.
Okay.
And we'll do that antibody test. You'll have a chat with your husband and then give me a call if you decide that you want to scan. But otherwise, keep an eye on your neck. Mm-hmm. And if you're finding that there's any change in the appearance of it, and usually if you're finding there's more of a lump on one side, we'll do the scan.
Okay, yeah. No problem. I mean, it's just since I've had the cold last week, it just feels as though when I'm swallowing, it's a bit thicker, it's a bit, so I don't know if it's something to do with that, whether it's...
That might have made you more aware of it, and that might be the reason that you're coming to see me today, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but on examining it today, I'm not worried. Do we need to do any other blood tests at the same time?
I don't think so.
So it looks like a goiter. I see goiters all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're not necessarily linked with an abnormality of the way the thyroid works. Mm-hmm. Some people you can see them sometimes, some people you can't. Okay. If you just make a routine appointment to see my nurse for the blood test, the results will be back within 7 days.
Okay.
And if you wanted just to touch base with me after the blood test has been done, so 7 days later we'll have the results and we'll just discuss your future plans after that.
That's wonderful.
I'm almost certain it's not cancer.
Good.
But if it develops, if you do find that you've got a gland in the side of the neck that's getting bigger, we scan it.
Okay, that's fine.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's great.
Any questions?
That's put my mind at ease anyway, so that's good.
What are you going to say to your husband when you get home?
Oh, I'll just tell him I'll be at the doctor's.
Just tell him that you've got this gland in your neck.
Yeah, don't worry. Fab.
All right.
Wonderful.
Keep in touch, won't you? And if you get any of those, for future reference, if you ever get any of those symptoms that might suggest your thyroid is overactive or underactive, then we're very happy to see you again. Do you want any more written information about your thyroid gland?
So, I can look it up, I suppose.
You're okay. Patient.info.
After the blood test results, do I need to make an appointment when you get them? Do I need to come and see you or not? Or just...
Well, usually just a telephone consultation would be more than enough to address any concerns. But if you prefer to see me face-to-face, I'm happy to do that too.
Okay, but normally I could just phone up the receptionist and they will tell you whether it's okay or not.
They'll say they're normal, and if they're abnormal, let's talk.
All right, okay.
And then I can advise you further.
Brilliant, that's lovely. Right. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.